Broadcasting Network.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here, our second hour on Monday, the 28th of May. Prepper tip of the day. It may not be officially summertime, but as far as temperatures, it's summertime. Your prepper tip of the day is be sure you stay properly hydrated. Drink more water than you think you want to. Once you feel thirsty, you're already dehydrated. Something I do that you might want to consider is I put 1/4 teaspoon of sea salt in my drinking water, 1/4 teaspoon per quart of drinking water. It doesn't taste salty. It actually has kind of a smooth taste to the water, and that will help keep your electrolytes in balance. Do not drink Gatorade. Seriously, don't drink that stuff or any of the similar type products. Soft drinks, alcohol is even worse. Water is the best thing. Maybe some lemonade, maybe some iced tea. I like a glass of iced coffee myself in the afternoon. But stay hydrated. That's your proper tip of the day. This is Firearms Monday. We're visiting with Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of DesertEagleShooters.com. And we're talking about firearms, rifles, shotguns, pistols, ammunition, optics, the gun culture, firearms legislation. You got a question or comment related to these topics? Give us a call at 800-313-9443. Okay, Jimmy, you want to for the people just tuning in, you want to repeat your firearms tip of the week, please?
Yes, sir. John had spoken about the keeping hydrated in the summertime and everything. One tip, and it's a rule that we run at Apple Seeds, if you're outside working and you're not going to the bathroom at least once an hour, you are dehydrated. And you need to keep drinking water even when you think you're fine. Told John earlier that I like to put about a half teaspoon of pink Himalayan sea salt in my water, and if you get a thirst that you cannot quench, add some pickle juice to it. It's a scientifically proven fact that the mixture of everything with the vinegar and pickle juice, it will quench your thirst and it actually helps get the water into your system quite a bit quicker. So that's an adding on to his. Now, for our firearms tip of the week, it's a modification of one of our standard ones, and that is train with your family members or team members' handguns and rifles. That way you understand if there's a situation to where your firearm fails and you have to use theirs, you are already familiar with sighting of it and how it operates and functions. Never, ever change the sights on someone else's rifle or handgun. If you pull it up and you're practicing with it, you find out that it shoots inch low and an inch right at 25 yards, then mentally make a correction to aim an inch high and an inch left. That way, you're compensating for whatever aspect it is of you firing their handgun, but when they take it back up, everything is still the same. So, with that, we're going to add one more thing to it. Look at your local shops, Walmart, gun shops, gunsmiths and everything, gun clubs, and look at what competitions they have coming up. Go out and watch a few of them, get a feel of what's going on, and then start participating in some of them. And like the pistol steels match and everything. Start participating in them, and then once you're getting into it and having a lot of fun, swap guns with your team member or your spouse, family member, and run the event with their handgun. That will add a whole new world to it. But in the end, you may not be taking trophies home, but you're improving your shooting skills. And that's the number one aspect of the gun culture and really of individuals that take their shooting and everything seriously is to always improve. Always improve. So that's our firearms tip of the week.
Okay. Well, follow up on that, Jimmy. Well, follow up on sighting on these weapons. I always sight my own in. But if I'm helping somebody, such as my wife or a youngster, sighting in a weapon for somebody else, particularly it could be iron sights or optics, either one. But I'll sight it into where I'm hitting, where I know I should be hitting. Then the person whose firearm it is, I will hand it to them. Then they commit shooting, and then I make the adjustments customized for them so that they hit where they want to be hitting.
Exactly. That is a perfect way to do it, John. Done that more than once for folks. I'd like to take a step off to the side, something we haven't discussed in quite a while. Ladies and gentlemen, whenever we're out hunting, even fishing, going out to the shooting range, whatever it is that we're in an outdoor activity, the one thing that I dare say 80%, John, you might actually think higher, but 80%, in my opinion, is individuals on the range, any range, do not have a first aid kit. And of those that do have one, more than likely 95% don't have one that is tailored even slightly for a firearms accident, unintentional discharge accident, gun goes off out of battery, any one of the myriad of things that could happen. They grab their first aid kit and they've got Band-Aids and Tylenol in it. Well, in that situation, someone's going to be in trouble. Not legally or anything like that, but I mean physically, injury type. And look, ladies and gentlemen, now, again, we carry different items and stuff in the store that can help out and all, but I really, if you've got a local mom-and-pop gun shop or first aid place or something, I really do like you to patronize your local people first. If you can't do that, we're more than glad to help you out with it. But there are a couple of items that you really need to have in any first aid kit that you carry to the range. One is a tourniquet. Now, the important thing on a tourniquet is to know how to use it. There's all kinds of stuff on the internet that are approved that teach how to use a tourniquet and how to apply it, where to apply it. The old school that when I was in Boy Scouts and everything and growing up and learning first aid, they would tell us to apply the tourniquet, 4 to 6 inches above the wound. That has been changed, ladies and gentlemen, a long time ago, because 4 to 6 inches above the wound, that artery or that is feeding that wound may be shadowed, hampered by muscle, by bone, by any number of things. If it's on the arms, they tell you to go up about 3 to 4 inches below the shoulder joint to apply the tourniquet there. Quick rule of thumb, halfway between the elbow and the shoulder. On a leg injury, that no matter where it is, even, whacking your foot with a chainsaw, you apply the tourniquet to the upper thigh about 4 to 6 inches below the groin. That one is pretty much a fixed because you have the major arteries right there. They're close to the surface, and you can reduce or stop the blood flow. The purpose of the tourniquet is to stop the blood flow so you're not bleeding out. And another important point of that, and you can find these everywhere. We have them here too. If you put that tourniquet in a pouch, say on your shooting bag, that's a great place for a first aid kit. You got one bag you carry to the range all the time. Put your tourniquet in one pocket on that and get a little TQ sticker, or you can take and write it in Sharpie or something like that. But label that pocket TQ, tourniquet, and do it in a bright color. Dave on his, he's got it in a fluorescent orange almost on his, which is kind of cute because Dave's colorblind in that range. He didn't even know he was doing it, but it stood out to him, so someone is colorblind, it was a good idea. The second item, ladies and gentlemen, can be described one of two different ways, or actually three different ways. One is just a container of quick clot, and we'll tell you how to get that fairly inexpensively here in a minute. A quick clot bandage or compress. Those are normally, they'll come in 2x2, 4x4, and I've seen them. The other common one I've seen is 4x6. I recommend the 4x4 or the 4x6. It is better to have something too large than something that is marginal, always. And the third that you could look at, and I highly recommend, is what is known as an Israeli bandage. Now, an Israeli bandage is a combination of two of our first aid techniques. The first one goes back, good heavens, World War I, and it was the big compression bandage. You've seen it, ladies and gentlemen, at least in the movies. The guys will put the bag in their teeth and rip the bag open, and they'll pull it out and shake the two long pieces of material off to the sides, and they'll press that onto the wound, and then they pull the bands around either side and tie it on. Well, the Israeli bandage is the same thing, but they've added quick clot to it now. So you've got a clotting agent, and the material it's made of helps prevent the clotting from really burying into the bandage, so that when you pull the bandage off, you pull the clot off that you just had started. So those items, ladies and gentlemen, the tourniquet and some sort of blood clotting agent in a package, needs to be in your gun kit, always. And you label them. What I do is I label the pot that's got the tourniquet. I have an Israeli bandage in there, both. So I put them in there, and I put the Red Cross sticker on the top of the bag, knowing that there's a first aid kit. in the bag, and then I put the TQ over that pocket so that someone that runs up and looking for a first aid kit, they see the Red Cross, they see the TQ, put two and two together, okay, instead of dumping everything out of the bag, we go to this pocket. So that is something, ladies and gentlemen, that I'm just astonished sometimes that people go to the range or go out and go shooting, hunting, camping, fishing, whatever. They do not have an adequate first aid kit. If you're in any kind of the shooting sports or going anywhere to do any kind of firearms training or anything, that is the absolute minimum that you should have with you. Have a regular first aid kit with the Band-Aids, the Tylenol, everything else in it as well. You can make it into a little everyday carry bag. You know, we have all kinds of different pouches that are either Molly or belt looped or shoulder bag or whatever. And we have at least one portion of that, if not the whole bag, dedicated to a first aid kit. And in doing this, you're ready for an event that happens either in your group or somebody else's group. It's a horrifying incident to be at a range and say it's, well, a good example would be our range down here in Carlsbad, New Mexico. It is a city-owned range, open to the public, and it's unmanned. By that, I mean, you go in there during operating hours, and you can shoot all you want. You can collect brass. You can collect lead. You can sit there and have a picnic if you want. But there is no firearms instructor. There's no RSOs. There's nothing on that range to assist you. So cell phone with pre-dialed in 911 or whatever, and a good first aid kit can mean the difference between life and death. Funny part about that range, John, did you know that that shooting range is almost exactly 2.5 miles from the hospital where the emergency room is? However, to get to it, you have to go around high hill that's between the two, and one way is 7 miles and the other way is 8.5 miles.
Well, that would be the longest 7 miles of your life if you got an emergency.
Yes, sir, it would. So, ladies and gentlemen, on this same subject now, we're going to go to the quick clotting here. And I'm going to explain to you how you can set up and make your own clotting bandages for, my goodness, fractions of the cost of what they are in the stores. Israeli bandages normally run between, depending on if they're 3, 4, 6 inch, they run anywhere from $16 up. And it also depends on who's selling them. Some people, if it's MSRP, they will put MSRP plus 20% on the price of their whatever it is they're selling, especially at gun shows and things like that. That's why you can go in and ask them if that's the best price, and they'll snap off one real quick to you without even thinking, is they've already put a pad in there so they can, quote-unquote, sweeten the deal and still make their profit margin, which that's capitalism, ladies and gentlemen. Gun shows aren't cheap to hit on a regular basis. Ask me, I know. But if you shop around a little bit, we've got a couple of suppliers that we use that strictly for our first aid and our medical gear. And even though our other suppliers and everything do carry them by this brand and that brand and everything else, it's always best to go back to the source that we have a break.
Hold that thought. We have a break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. Reminder, my Memorial Day sale on energy cleaners, $25 off, ends at midnight tonight. Visiting with Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of DesertEagleScooters.com. Jim, we got a caller on hold here. We've got Kyle in Montana. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, Kyle.
And Jimmy, I'm doing well. I have a question for you. You got me to thinking when you're talking about all of the medical supplies and different things. And I was wondering, do you gentlemen, either one of you, know where there might be a good source for purchasing and or getting trained in stuff having to do with dental? And I know it's a little off topic, but it is medical, and it's just, you know, people don't realize, I think, what a horrible, how many people will die from, you know, not being able to get a your tooth pulled or your abscess into the brain or something, you know.
Right. Well, I had a regular guest who died as a consequence of the Canadian medical establishment, died of an abscess tooth. I don't have any answers offhand for some training. Do you, Jimmy?
No. That is a good one. I'll be quite honest with you. That is a question I've never had in that aspect. But there is a book, and you can actually find it as a free download sometime. In fact, I think I actually have it on one of my thumb drives or disks. But the name of the book is When There Is No Dentist. And its companion book is When There Is No Doctor. And both of them are basically first aid courses on steroids. Because okay. In the doctor thing, it talks about stitching and suturing and such, along with a bunch of other things. And in the dental one, it does talk about methods to pull teeth and how to treat certain things with common items. One of the probably most needed items that you're going to have in either one of those situations with dental is some form of antibiotic, preferably something like penicillin or ampicillin. That is still the best way to combat infections. And then as far as pain goes, if you do have to do something like that, see if your dentist can prescribe to you a bottle of liquid lidocaine for dental work, for oral, because they have found that Orajel and the other ones that are like that in the tube, some of them are being forced to pull them off the market because of one of the chemicals in them. And I don't know, I can't remember what it is. It doesn't affect adults as much as it does affect children, I think, under the age of 10 or something. So you might want to look into that as well.
But, I do know that a couple of herbs that really do help. If you have to numb something and you don't have anything like that, clove oil will really help. And then oregano oil also really helps with the infection kind of a thing, because we've been down so broke that we couldn't afford a dentist and had to use it. And it literally kept things at bay for us for months, till we could have enough money to, come up with enough to get the toothpicks. But I'm not saying mess around with it. You know, if you got something, you better go into the emergency room if you have to, but, anyway, I'm still trying to find, and if you guys ever come across them, it'd be a great Monday show, John, to have an extra guest on there, somebody that could do some kind of a training film, video, and then give you an access someplace to find the tools that you need, you know, the dental tools to be able to do it. Luckily, one of my daughters now is a dental assistant, so she has the training and a lot of stuff that she can do.
Right. But right. Well, listed at my website under John Survival and Tactical Gear, Kyle, there's a number of products. These are Amazon products that will help people get what they need to temporarily address a dental issue until they can get to a dentist. There's probably five or six different products there that would help with that.
Okay. All right. Thanks. Good show as usual, John. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Kyle. We appreciate it. The call number is 800-313-9443. Quick follow-up. Don't put off dental work. The longer you do it, the more expensive it becomes. If you take care of dental work immediately and then have a semi-annual cleaning and checkup, you'll be very glad you did. Personally, I had all my mercury amalgams taken out more than 30 years ago, and I think it's helped a lot with my health not to have that mercury in my body. Many foods, such as tomato products, for example, or high acid products, will leach the mercury out of the mercury amalgams and put it right into your bloodstream. So if you can, I know it's expensive, it's not fun, but get the mercury out of your mouth, and you'll be very glad you did. Here's our break. The call number is 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our energy cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an energy cleaner, $70 off retail, and a mattress pad, 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the energy cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get energy cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the energy cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 28th of May. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Well, we have a Memorial Day sale on energy cleaners. It goes until midnight tonight. $25 off the energy cleaners, 10% off mattress pads. Here's what you do. When you place your order, you just go to, you can place your order right there at my website at thelibertyman.com using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. PayPal allows you to spread out the payments over several months if you need to. That may help a lot if you get an energy cleaner now during the sale. MasterCard, Visa, right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. When you place your order, you'll be paying full price. When I get the order later that day or the following morning, I apply the Memorial Day discount price and refund the difference. $25 off energy cleaners, 10% off mattress pads. Same thing when you call my toll-free order line. My order takers, they don't know about the sale. Don't ask them about the sale. They don't have a clue what you're talking about. When they take your order, they charge full retail. I get the order later that day or the following morning. I apply the discount and refund the difference. $25 off energy cleaners, 10% off mattress pads. That's till midnight tonight, the 28th. If you're mailing a check or money order, make sure it's posted, postmarked before midnight tonight, the 28th of May. My toll-free order line for the energy cleaners, here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. 9543. This is Firearms Monday. We're visiting with Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters at DesertEagleShooters.com. And let's continue, Jimmy.
All right, sir. We were sitting here discussing first aid kits and everything and emergency stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, Quick Clot is not cheap. That is a name brand for the chemical that's actually used in it. One thing that I found in the natural aspect that works just as good as, and I do mean that, is dehydrated and powdered comfrey leaves. Before our flood several years ago, I had three of the most beautiful comfrey plants growing out here that was just awesome. And if you're familiar with comfrey, ladies and gentlemen, the old English name for it was bone nip, because it is does something about the makeup of that plant. Helps to broken bones to heal quicker and more accurately than they would if just left alone with other standard treatments and all. But barring that you don't have that, you can find your Quick Clot. Excuse me, John. Now, I told you I was going to tell you how to save some money on it, because 4x4 Quick Clot pads cost, last time I looked at them, retail on them was right around $26. And kits of them, which means, you know, four or six in a package or anything, gets well over $100. So what you can do, go down to your local feed store, animal feed. You know, they've got your hay and chicken feed and everything else. And normally they'll have one little room off to the side with a refrigerator in it, and they'll have your dewormers and all this other stuff. The product is not, well, the one that we get here is called Bleed Stop. And it's a white plastic bottle, screw-on lid, and it's about the size of one of these monster drinks. Not one of your normal Cokes or anything, you know. It's the taller monster drinks or infusion drinks or whatever it is that you see everybody walking around with. And the cost of it at our feed store is $8 and some change. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this container has got equivalent to, I would say, between 30 and 40 Quick Clot bandages, the 4x4s, in it. So what you can do, and whenever I go and they've got it in stock, I'll pick up a couple extra. I've got a nice little stockpile of it, and it's very handy. You do get a large wound or something like that that you have to get it stopped quick. You can, and I take some of this and I put it in medicine bottles and I label it as to what it is. And a friend of mine was cleaning the windows on his house one time, and he took them out of the frame so he could re-caulk where one of his double pane windows was getting a leak in it and was actually getting water between the panes. And he took the window out of the frame and was going to caulk that, but he was wiping it down first so he could caulk it. And John, don't cringe too badly, but he had a paper towel soaked with, I want to think it was either paint thinner or acetone, that he was cleaning off the groove between it. And the way he held it and pulled all the way down the length of this 26-inch window, his thumb was riding on the outside edge of the outside window on the corner. And what he proceeded to do is lay open his thumb with a perfectly clean glass cut, his right thumb, all the way down to the bone, John. And I mean, he was bleeding like you would not believe.
Oh, I bet.
Somebody had opened up the garden hose. And I had my little first aid kit was sitting right over there by our lunches and some other stuff, and I hollered at my bride to grab the kit, and Teresa knew exactly what I meant. She ran over there, grabbed it, came to me, opened up the outside pocket, and I pulled out the medicine bottle that had the comfrey in it, and she had already pulled out a couple of gauze bandages and or a little square. She just ripped them open and got them on there to start soaking up the blood. And ladies and gentlemen, when something's bleeding like this, do not waste your time trying to get the bleeding to stop before you put the quick clot on. That's the purpose of the quick clot. So this thing is just pumping right away. And I had Teresa grab his wrist and squeeze as tight as she could to slow down the blood flow. And that did. It slowed it down a little bit. And I wiped it off and everything with the gauze real good. And then I dumped this on there and stuck a piece of gauze on top of it and held it. And it worked perfectly. It just sealed it right up. Now, using quick clot, it's the same technique. However, there's one change between using the comfrey or using the quick clot. Quick clot burns. It burns very badly, ladies and gentlemen. Not flame char your meat burns, but if you're as old as John and I are, we remember methylate and monkey blood and iodine and all this other stuff that our parents had for cuts, scrapes, bruises, and dings. And those burned, but this really burns. Now, the good point is it only burns for a few minutes, and then your body will, the nerves will be so totally deadened and everything in that area that the pain will go down to a throb, and the burning will subside. So,
yeah, well, Jimmy, They reformulated quick clot a couple of years ago to make it not burn quite so badly.
Right, but it still burns.
It still burns, yeah. Well, it still burns, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. I'm just telling you that, ladies and gentlemen, to warn you, because the person that you're treating, if it's not yourself, when you dump this stuff in there, they're going to have an immediate reaction of pain. And they're going to tell you it burns, but the reason I'm saying that is Teresa was real good at the time because she already had a good grip on his wrist, and he wasn't allowed, you know, he wasn't able to jump and yank his hand away and everything else. It allowed me to still maintain pressure on it, and pressure is the very first treatment that you use on any bleeding situation, ladies and gentlemen. Any bleeding situation, you get pressure on it. Throw your hand on it. Don't care. You can have something between your hand and the wound. You may not. I don't care. I get in there, and the first thing I do is get pressure on it. So, and your quick clot that you bought at the, or bleed stop that you bought at the feed store, what you do on your way home is you swing by your pharmacy, your Walgreens, your CVS, whatever you've got that you use, and go in and look at their 4x4 and 6x6 gauze bandages. And you want the ones that are just the gauze. That's it. They don't have, it's not like a Band-Aid with a backer or anything like that. It is just the gauze. And you pick up a couple of boxes of those, and make sure you've got some Ziploc sandwich bags at the house. And a lot of people don't use it anymore. You might walk by the baking section and grab your roll of wax paper. And what you're going to do when you get home is you're going to clear off a place on your table. And the wife is trying to get the dogs out right now to go feed them. So if you hear something in the background, that's all it is. You get home, you clean off a nice little place on the table, and the first thing that you do is you open up your wax paper and you tear off a piece about 10 by 10, what I do is I do about 10 inches wide and just leave it however long the wax paper came out of the box. And what you're going to do is you're going to put the 4x4 or 6x6 gauze on that wax paper, and you're going to take your bleed stop and you're going to sprinkle it all down through there. You're going to really pack some of it in there, and then you're going to put another gauze on top of that. I normally go 3 deep, and once you have those all on there and each one of them is really not heaping, John, like you would shovel it on there, but you know that you've got a nice even coat of the bleed stop on the gauzes.
Right.
Then you take the edges or the sides of the wax paper and you fold it, you know, like top down, bottom up, left to right, right to left, and press it with a pen or something like that so that the edges are real definitely creased, and set that aside. And you do another one. Now, ladies and gentlemen, once you get these done, I normally put 3 or 4 of them in a Ziploc baggie, and I write on the baggie bleed stop pads, and I'll put 4x4, 6x6, whatever on it, and then I'll make some more. I'll put a couple of 3 of those in every first aid kit. You use them just like you would a quick clot bandage. You have someone that has got an injury, you've got to stop the bleeding. So you grab your kit, you pull out your Ziploc baggie, hopefully someone's there to help you because you're still having pressure on the wound, and they pull out one of the wax papers, and you don't take the pads out of the wax paper. This is where teamwork and a little few dry runs go into place. You hold it in the palm of your hand. You open up the folds on it and everything, so you're looking at the top of the top gauze bandage with the wax paper on the bottom. And when you're ready, you sit there and you, again, if you can slow the blood down by grabbing around the wrist or whatever, let's say this is the palm of the hand, Teresa would grab the wrist and squeeze on it real good, like a human tourniquet. Slow the bleeding down a little bit, and then you take, and if you can, turn the hand upside down and lay it on the pads. If not, you just simply flip the pads over on top of it and get it on there and hold your pressure on it. What you're doing, ladies and gentlemen, is you're allowing that quick clot and the gauze bandages to do exactly what they're supposed to do. One, the bandages are going to draw some of the blood up into it. The quick clot is going to seal it, and it makes a very, very quick way of doing that. Yes, John?
I was thinking that it may be a good idea to take adhesive tape around the four edges of those pads that you've fabricated so they all kind of stay in place.
That would be an excellent idea, a little bit of medical tape.
Right.
Probably could even get away with masking tape or something, like half-inch wide masking tape pieces.
I wouldn't trust masking tape to last. How about just sewing it with a nice about a half-inch or one-inch stitch so it's loosely sewn together? That would hold it together.
Yes, sir. Yep, that would work very well also. Now, see, ladies and gentlemen, that's why you love John Moore's show, because I was going through my method of doing this, and John, while I'm discussing it, comes up with minor improvements, major improvements, how you want to look at it. But instead of tearing down the idea, he's adding to the idea. So that's another reason why you like listening to John. But, ladies and gentlemen, that is a very inexpensive way to put together your own quick clot bandages. Now, on the bigger cases on this, I've got a friend of mine that has made some homemade style Israeli bandages, John, and kind of an interesting technique that he used. when he builds the gauze pads up on that with the bleed stop, he goes about, well, first off, the first one that he's doing it on, he takes a large, like a 6x6, and opens it up, and he opens up like two or three of them, so they're very, very wide. And then he puts the 6x6 that he's working with in the center of it and goes through his entire method and everything on the break.
Here we go. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
And we're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 28th of May. One last reminder. Today is the last day of the Memorial Day sale. Energy cleaners, $25 off, 10% off mattress pads. You need to get your order in before midnight tonight. Visiting with Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of DesertEagleShooters.com. We've got about 3 minutes here, Jimmy.
All right. We're going to try to finish up our homemade Israeli bandage. I forgot one part of that. The first thing that he puts down under those opened up 6x6s is about 36 inches of material. He uses anything his wife's got. And it's about 3 inches wide and 30 inches long, 36 inches long. And marks the center of it and puts that right under the center of the 6x6s. And then he builds his lead stop on top of it, just like we did before. But this time, he goes between 6 and 8 6x6 bandages on there. And once they're all in and they're all packed up on it, then he folds the sides of the opened up bandages into the center so that, well, first he puts another opened up one on top, and kind of tucks it around the ones that he's got there and then brings up the one that they're setting on and puts it on that way. Folds up the wax paper on it, John, and then takes the ends that are hanging out from the strap and uses those to basically wrap around it and tie it closed. And that, he just puts a piece of first aid tape on the ends of them and everything and tapes them down to themselves because they, of course, really won't stick to the wax paper. But that is a way, ladies and gentlemen, that you can make your own Israeli bandage of a sort and have it available. Now, those are the ones that you use, ladies and gentlemen, if you have got a big, gaping wound. Go back to the chainsaw thing. Instead of hitting the foot, as he, you know, he realizes things are going bad and he tries to turn it off, but it still hits his leg on the top. And he's got this big, massive chunk down in there. Didn't hit the artery. You know, he's good on that. But he's got this big gaping wound on top. That's where you would use something like that, ladies and gentlemen. Open it up, get it on there, get the pressure on it, tie that on around it so it won't move, and then still keep physical pressure and get ready to change that thing out soon if the bleeding doesn't slow down. Something to think about, ladies and gentlemen. You could save someone's life. You could be the hero. But all it is being prepared.
Well, taking a tactical first aid class would be good. I've taken multiple normal first aid classes. But there's many of these schools that do tactical training also offer tactical first aid classes, and that would be a good thing to do, don't you think, Jimmy?
Oh, yes, sir. I met a young man a couple of years ago at the Rio Doce Gun Show. We'll talk about that next time, John.
Okay,
everybody
sounds good,
Jimmy.
Week. Thank you. You do the same. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle